The automotive industry is one of the sectors earmarked by the Gauteng government for inclusive growth and job creation. We speak to Dr. David Masondo, who is the CEO of the Automotive Industry and Development Centre. David, thank you so much for your time. Before we get started on what's been happening in the sector, let's start off by explaining who the Automotive Industry Development Centre is and what work you do.
The Automotive Industry Development Centre, it's a government-owned entity. It's owned by the Gauteng provincial government. Its key mandate is to do two things. One is to retain and attract new investment into the automotive industry. So we do that through making sure that the automotive industry is globally competitive. There's a couple of programs that we are running as AIDC together with the automotive industry to make sure that it grows, the investments are attracted and retained in the sector.
With regards to the automotive sector, I know you've been involved in it for quite some time since your appointment. And if I'm not mistaken, some of your education, your work has to do with the automotive industry. What's your assessment of what our sector looks like in South Africa?
The sector is it's very promising. The sector contributes 7% to the GDP. And it's contributing a lot in terms of the government revenue from a taxation point of view. It is estimated that in 2013, the sector contributed 1.2 billion to the South African tax revenue. And in terms of employment, the sector employs almost 500,000 people. And for the exports, I think we contribute to the total value of 115 billion. So the sector is quite good and it's still promising to grow, and government is largely committed to support it in different way. As I speak now, there is a process as well by the DTI, that is the Department of Trade and Industry. They are putting together a master plan for the automotive industry, which will run from 2020 to 2035. So there is positive things going on in the industry, and government is also very committed to building it.
In terms of your engagements with, those people involved in the sector who probably run businesses, what is your sense in terms of, you know, what this industry needs in order to push it a little bit higher? Like, we're doing well, and as you mentioned, it's promising, but what can we do in order to elevate it to the next level?
Firstly, the OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers, your big companies like BMW, Nissan, Ford, Mercedes, the key thing that they consider in deciding where they invest. Because remember, this industry is a global industry. So every 5, 6, 7 years, they decide on where should they manufacture, assemble a particular car or model. So there's 5 things that they usually consider. And these are the things that we're working with the industry at AIDC to make sure that South Africa remain very attractive insofar as influencing the investors to continue to invest in South Africa. So they consider skills. For that reason, we're running a learning center, a skills program through a learning center that we own, manage, and operate as AIDC to support the automotive industry insofar as skills are concerned. The second thing that the investors consider is incentives, government incentives. So as AIDC, we do administer investment incentives that are given by DTI to the automotive industry. Thirdly, the investors, they also consider logistics, how easy it is for them to bring in components, say from the US or Romania, Mexico, into South Africa, and how easy for them, once they've manufactured a car, to export it to Europe, America, including Africa. And logistics are critical in that regard. As AIDC, we don't necessarily run a logistics sector. Transnet is quite critical in that regard. We work with them. And we also run a supplier park in which the components manufacturers, people who manufacture bumpers and other components that are required in the car, we house them in our supplier park. So they manufacture their components from the buildings that we own and manage on the IPL, so that they focus on what they do best, which is to manufacture components. So these are some of the things. Of course, they do consider, the investor, they consider the size of the market. There's very little that we do as AIDC insofar as the market is concerned. But the bigger your market is, the more likely the automotive industry investors will come and invest in your own country, because they produce for the market. They produce in order to sell. So if your market is bigger, they do come and invest in your particular country. So we're competing with big markets such as China, Europe, North America, Nigeria. It's also one of the big markets that is actually growing. So those are the things that we work with the industry to make sure that we remain globally competitive. We assist them in making sure that they remain here in South Africa and invest in South Africa for the growth of the economy as a whole.
Dr. Masonda, speaking of assistance, I know that you run an incubation program that, you know, that's there to help Black entrepreneurs. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Exactly. So the barriers to entry into this industry are very high. You need infrastructure for you as a new entrant to come in. You need skills. You need technology. You also need to meet certain standards according to which what you are manufacturing should meet the global standards. Because if there's anything in a Ford vehicle that goes wrong because of one part, they will say it's Ford. They are not going to say it's that component manufacturer. They will say it is Ford. And therefore, quality and meeting their standards, it's one of the critical factor that is required if you are to get into this industry. So what we do, therefore, as AIDC, through an incubation program, this one that we're running now at Ford, there's another one that we are putting together for Nissan. There are discussions that we're having with BMW. So what we do, we screen prospective Black entrepreneurs who are interested in entering the automotive industry. And once we screen them, we assist them in overcoming the barriers that I've just mentioned. There's some that have already graduated from Ford who are now on their own manufacturing components for Ford. There are some who are in the process of learning, who will be graduating very soon. But we don't stop. So when you graduate, we get someone to replace you in your position. So it's a very good program. The provincial government is very supportive of it. And it is having a demonstrating effect in that other companies are looking at it and say, in order for us to have incubation, in other words, to say that incubation is possible, is doable, and is feasible. And AIDC Incubation Center serves as a good example for many of the companies in South Africa, particularly in the automotive industry.
What's your work with township-based automotive entrepreneurs? Do they also get infiltrated into this incubation program, or do you have some another program that's for them?
They are also integrated, the township-based entrepreneurs in the automotive space, because you'll recall or you know that many of the mechanics in townships, they work, we call them backyard mechanics because they work within their yard. So what we do, we've got one incubation hub that we are running at Winterfeld. So we teach the township-based mechanics, auto body sprayers and repairers by doing. So they learn by doing. So they come into the hub and with whatever damaged car they need to fix. So they come and then we work with them to teach them how to repair a car, including mixing the paint, the temperature under which that paint need to be mixed, so that the quality of the painting and the body repairing, it's quite solid. And you know that any car that gets damage, its body gets damaged, it's more likely to also have to have mechanical program problem. And it's for that reason that we're working now to expand insofar as that area is concerned, just to bring more entrepreneurs into training them around fixing mechanical damages in a car.
Earlier on, you were talking about some of your flagship projects. What are the projects that you're most proud of since being with the AIDC?
Actually, almost all of them. I've just mentioned the incubation program and the township hub that we're running at Winterfeld. We also have industrial engineers who assist established automotive components manufacturers with meeting the global standard for manufacturing. So incubation, I think it's one of the flagship programs that it's actually showing that it is possible in this advanced manufacturing sector to basically bring people who have been historically disadvantaged into the sector. The whole thing is about their determination, that this entrepreneur's determination, and the will from the automotive industry and government to make sure that these barriers are dismantled, to allow people who are interested into the industry to enter.
Dr. Masonda, I know that we're almost through the year. What are some of your key tasks that you'll be embarking on in the next few months?
We are putting together, it will be an attempt to upscale what we are already doing on those programs that I've just mentioned. But there's also a big program that we are putting together. It's actually a master plan. We call it Tshwane Automotive City. The Premier has spoken about it a lot. The MEC has also spoken about it a lot. The whole program, the Tshwane Automotive City, is essentially aimed at supersizing the automotive activities and investments in the area of Tshwane. So there are a couple of projects that we'll have to identify after finalizing the master plan, just to make sure that the automotive industry in Tshwane grows and develops further.
Well, thank you, Dr. Masonda, for your time. We'll have to leave it there.
Thank you so much.
That was Dr. David Masondo, who is the CEO of the AIDC, also known as the Automotive Industry Development Center.